A man who dominated Pakistan for almost a decade has died. Pervez Musharraf was 79. He was the most recent of his country's military rulers, which means he led one of the world's most populous countries, a nuclear power, and an uneasy ally of the United States in its long war in nearby Afghanistan. NPR's Dia Hadid remembers him.
Pervez Musharraf rose to power in a coup in 1999, and his time in power was shaped by the 9/11 attacks and their aftermath. The attacks were masterminded by al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, who the Taliban were sheltering in Afghanistan. The country shares a long border with Pakistan. Former President George W. Bush recalled in 2006 how Musharraf agreed to join the war on terror.
Shortly after 9/11, Secretary Colin Powell came in and said, President Musharraf understands the stakes and he wants to join and help rout out an enemy that has come and killed 3,000 of our citizens.
Omar Waraj covered the final years of Musharraf's rule for Time magazine. He says at the time, America and Pakistan were closely aligned.
There was a very good relationship between the two intelligence agencies. They picked up lots and lots of al-Qaeda leaders. And they picked up lots of other people who ended up in Guantanamo Bay.
Pakistan was used as transit for U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Musharraf tolerated attacks launched by U.S. forces against suspected militants in Pakistan's rugged border areas. That didn't stop him from playing what some in Washington called a double game.
It was cooperating with the U.S. on counterterrorism while allowing the Taliban to have sanctuary in Pakistan.
Madiha Afzal is a foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. She says Pakistan, led by Musharraf, essentially hedged its bets, looking to a future where the U.S. would depart the region. She says Pakistan was also hoping that friendly relations with the Taliban would provide it with a buffer against its neighbor and rival, India. In an interview with NPR in 2015, Musharraf tried to explain his thinking.
Obviously, Pakistan starts looking for elements who would support Pakistan, who would play our game.
The Taliban swept to power in Afghanistan in August last year. Afzal says that was partly a result of Musharraf's policies.
The fact that the Taliban had sanctuary in Pakistan is one of the reasons for that. Musharraf was the one who began that policy.
Another lasting legacy is the deep mistrust that exists between Washington and Islamabad until today as a result of that so-called double game. Through those years of war on terror, Musharraf also became a controversial figure at home. His troubles came to head in 2007. Pakistan was grappling with growing extremism. He was accused of complicity in the assassination of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. But the trigger for his downfall was when he sacked Pakistan's Chief Justice. That ultimately fomented a movement for the restoration of democracy. Moraish again.
He imposed an emergency and he banned journalists, he arrested opposition politicians.
Finally, in 2008, Musharraf stepped down. He was later charged with treason and spent his final years in exile. Despite the upheaval surrounding Musharraf's years, he has his defenders. The economy grew. The country was seen as strategically important. But Afzal from the Brookings Institution says Musharraf's rule may have left another legacy. In Pakistan, where the army has ruled for half the country's 75 years, she says it left a distaste for generals ruling the country, at least directly. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad. Thank you.